Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord this morning. We are so glad to be here in the service of the Lord once again. This is Monday. It is the last day of March, the 31st day of March, 2014. And we're just so glad that God has blessed us to see this wonderful day. This year seems to be going by really fast, even though we know that they're the same amount of minutes, seconds, and hours in every day. But we just thank God for his blessings. I am Darlene the Evangelist, and you're listening to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we do know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for you are God and God alone. You are everywhere. You see all things, and all power is in your hands. You are the magnificent one, the one who made this earth, and you're the one who created the heavens. And Lord, you created all things, and you stooped down and formed man in your very own image and blew into man the breath of life. So we thank you for the breath of life this morning. Thank you, Lord, today that this air that we breathe, it belongs to you, and you've given it to us, Lord. And thank you for the blood that is running warm in our veins, oh God. And we appreciate you, God, because you are always there for us. You would never leave us or forsake us. And we just want to say thank you this morning. Bless your name, oh God. Glory to your name. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the stripes that he bore so that we could be healed. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the sacrificial lamb that has been risen from the grave and sitting at the right hand of the throne of God and making intercession for us. Thank you that you're the good shepherd. As your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we thank you, Lord, today that Jesus is there for us. And for anybody, oh God, who wants to come into the kingdom, all they have to do is ask for forgiveness and they can be saved. So we thank you, Lord, for the spirit of salvation this morning. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you for that. We bless your name, God, for the gift of the Holy Ghost, oh God, which is our power that increases us, oh God. It even convicts us of sin. So we thank you, God, today that if there's any sin in our lives, oh God, it shall be revealed through the Holy Ghost. And we will not continue in sin just because grace abounds, Lord. We thank you, Father, today that that Holy Ghost is the anointing that destroys yokes and bondages. So we thank you, Lord, for bondages and yokes being broken this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God, I ask you to forgive me of any unrighteousness, any wrongdoing, any thoughts that may have come to my mind that were not pure, asking you to create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, I thank you for every sister and brother who comes to pray with us on this prayer line, those who are praying in other places, oh God, those who get up early in the morning to pray, those who pray before going to bed. I pray, Lord, this morning that you continue to cover us all with the blood of Jesus and allow those angels to be dispatched, that even if we dash our foot against the stone, they would bear us up. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you so much for the diligence, for the faithfulness, oh God, for each and every saint of God who comes, Lord, and who does the work that you've called us to do, oh God. Lord, I thank you that you bless and you encourage us, oh God. Increase us, Lord, as we continue to do your work, oh God. The time that we're sowing our lives into other people's lives through prayer, Lord, I pray, Father, this morning that you bless, that you multiply the blessings in our lives, oh God, as we go forward in you, God. Lord, some of us need healing in our bodies. So we declare this morning that the demonic spirit of infirmity is being bound right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, sickness all around the world, all around this country, in our families, Lord. Oh, God, I bind up sickness and disease, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we take authority over every demonic spirit that would try to manifest itself and keep itself in somebody's body this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that high blood pressure, I speak to it right now by the power, the authority of Jesus Christ. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, that sugar diabetes and high blood pressure and scoliosis and multiple sclerosis and arthritis, oh God. HIV and AIDS, Lord, we bind up those demons right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, heal the blood, oh God. Let the blood prevail this morning in the name of Jesus. You said that if we call, you answer, and you show us great and mighty things, Lord. So show those great and mighty things this morning, oh God. Sinus infections, oh God. Headaches today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, all kinds of cancer, Lord. Cancer seems to be running so rampant. It seems to be at an epidemic right now. I pray, Father, today that something will be done, Lord, that we will understand what's going on, Lord. I pray, God, today that people will realize that some of the foods that we're eating is causing the sicknesses in our bodies, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, Father, today for the wisdom, Lord, to know what to eat and what not to eat, oh, God, and how to take care of these bodies that you've given us, oh, God, so that we can be available, oh, God, to help to pray, to stand in the gap, to preach the word of God, to teach somebody about Jesus and his love, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, there are babies who are sick today, oh, God, people with colds and flus today, God. I pray, Father, today that the colds and the flus shall be destroyed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord, there are those who are in very bad pain this morning, and I pray, Father, today that you would destroy the pain, Lord. Help Sister Brenda this morning, oh, God. Take the pain out of her body, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Marika Toshita Makita. Ina the Katoshu to the Makola Makita. Ina the Katoshita Makita Lokola. Satan, you are a liar. You're the father of lies, oh God. You're defeated right now in the name of Jesus. Your plans to keep people sick is they're bound. Those plans are bound right now. In the name of Jesus, I loose the spirit of healing. I loose the spirit of wholeness right now. You said what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we loose the spirit of healing this morning, oh God, and bind up the sicknesses and diseases, oh God, every blood vessel, every corpuscle, the heart, oh God, the spleen, Lord. I pray for the kidneys today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, I thank you, Father, today that you're healing, that you're delivering, oh God. Somebody's hip is messed up this morning and needs to be healed, Lord. So heal this morning, oh God. Somebody's knee is out of bent, oh God. So we thank you, Father, today that you heal that knee, God. The ankle that's swollen this morning, God. Heal the ankle this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the blinded eyes, oh God. Unstop the deaf ears, oh God, even as Jesus was on this earth, Lord. We know that he did a mighty work, oh God, and he gave us the power. He gave us the authority, Lord. So let us walk in that authority. Let us move in that authority. Let us believe the authority that we have, Lord, so that we can see the change in somebody's life, Lord, that they will be healed, oh God. And as you heal them, Lord, I pray, Father, today, those who are not saved, Father, will come to Jesus Christ, that they will give their lives to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Healing spirit, take over once again. We pray, Father, that you deliver this morning. In the name of Jesus, set the captives free, oh God. Break the chains of despair this morning, oh God. Somebody's despairing because of the sickness in their bodies, oh God. Somebody's despondent because of the sickness in the body, Lord. Destroy that spirit of sickness right now in the name of Jesus. That downtroddenness, oh God. Somebody wants to commit suicide because of pain, because of all the things that have happened so many years, Lord. I come against that spirit of suicide by the power of Jesus Christ, my God. They shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, today that they will hold on. Each person will hold on to your unchanging hand, oh God, this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Deliverance in the name of Jesus, Lord. Deliverance by the anointing that you've given us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name, oh God. Draw the people, Lord Jesus, that they will come running after you, God. Lord, we've been praying and we continue to pray, Father, for family members out there, the sisters, the brothers, the nieces, the nephews, aunts and uncles, our moms, our dads, our children, our children's children, oh God, those who will come in the future, God, praying for our friends, our neighbors, our enemies, oh God, the Al-Qaeda, Lord Jesus, those, oh God, who are serving Satan himself, God, the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, oh God, those who are serving Buddha, Lord, I pray, God, today that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, O God, in the name of Jesus, because we know the truth will set them free, O God. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed, O God. So we pray, God, today that people will be free to come and prepare for their heavenly home, O God, in the name of Jesus. I come against every blockage demon, Lord, everything that would try to cause confusion, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come against the hunter of souls that would make them fly, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. You bring about deliverance this morning, O God. You bring about change this morning, God, as you take away the darkness, God, and bring about light in people's lives this morning, O God. You take away the stony heart, Father, and you give a heart of flesh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, O God, begin to burn across this nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All the murdering spirits, O God, there are those who have that murdering demon in them right now, Lord, those who are plotting and planning to murder, God, I come against that right now. I loose the spirit of life and life abundantly, Lord, that they will come and say, what must I do to be saved, O God, in the name of Jesus. Every lying demon, in the name of Jesus, Lord, every diabolical spirit, O God, that will try to trap your people, O God, that demon of Jezebel, O God, the controlling spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we cannot get weak in our faith, O God, in the name of Jesus, where the two and three are gathered together in your name, Lord, you're in the midst, O God, we're touching and agreeing, God, that you're doing the work right now. In the name of Jesus, Marika to shoot to the Makita, like eat to the Makola, let me eat to the Makata, estate the Makola, Katoshi to the Makita. Oh, yes, Lord, I pray, Father, today that you will continue to draw the people out of the sin, oh God, that they will heed the call this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, death is knocking at somebody's door, oh God, and they must turn to you before it's forever lasting too late, Lord, because when the breath is gone out of our bodies, oh God, there's no more that we can do, oh God, to try to get saved, Father. I pray, God, today that we will redeem the time, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, today that our family members who think that they have tomorrow, Lord, that they must realize that tomorrow is not promised. But I pray, Father, today that while they're here, God, that they will make that determination that Jesus is more important than anything, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, praise God. Everybody who's here right now, let's begin to lift our voices concerning salvation. Let us pray for salvation across this land, in your families, in this world. We need to see more salvation, more people coming to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you today, God, because people are being drawn, oh, God, drawn out of darkness, oh, God. Oh, Lord, the sin of man, come into the kingdom right now. In the name of Jesus,
I thank you, Lord God, for being healed, for God being burned, God, I lift you up and I magnify you.
Concerning salvation, and then we're going to read something about the healing
of, the deliverance, because we know that there's so many people who are trapped in their sin because the devil has their mind. We know that the devil wants to keep people in their sin. He wants to keep them bound so that they can go to hell. But we want people to come and be saved. And so here in John chapter 3, it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4 says, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The Lord is telling us this morning that if you're not born again, if you have not come out of the sin, you're not going to go to heaven. And so we want to keep that in mind as we go through our lives. We have to stay faithful to the Lord and let others know about Jesus and his love. Let them know that they too can be saved, that they must come. You know, many people go to church and they go regularly on Sundays and once a week in the middle of the week, Wednesday or Tuesday or whatever day the service is held, and they're on their way to hell because they have not become born again. We have to know that we must be born again from the sin that we're in. We have to come out of that sin and come into the knowledge of the truth. And when we come into the knowledge of the truth, we can be blessed. And the main thing is that we're preparing for eternity. And I have to keep that in mind, that eternity is a long time. It never ends. And we want to reign with Jesus Christ forever during the time of eternity. We want others to come and know about the fact that they too can be saved and they can be sanctified and be filled with the Holy Ghost. So then here I'm going to read something. You know, there are people who don't seem to be able to come out of the sin because of the demonic spirits that have a hold of them. And so we want to see here in Matthew chapter 17, verse 14, it says, And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And verse 21 says, Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. So as we have come to the body of Christ, and we're serving the Lord, we're praying, we're seeing some miraculous things happen, but there's more that needs to be done. There are demonic spirits that need to be cast out. Demons need to come out of people's lives so that they can be free to come and serve the Lord. There are those, oh God, that the Lord wants to use, but they cannot be used until the demonic spirits have been released or gone out of their lives. So we have to remember that God wants everybody to be saved, and he also wants people to be free. He wants them to be free from the demonic spirits that are out there. And so many times we have to go into a position of fasting in order to see some of the more miraculous things than what we are seeing right now. The Lord wants to do more in and through us. So if you feel like that you need to go into a fast to get rid of some things or to help your family,
go into a fast. That's what the Lord would call us to do, is to fast and pray and pray and fast so that deliverance can come, more deliverance. You know, I sit sometimes and I'm thinking, Lord, why is it that we're not seeing more of the miraculous and more change? There's some sin in some people's lives that's causing them not to be able to get the deliverance. There's some sin in some people's lives that is not allowing them to help their families to be saved. So we need to be pure and holy. And when we're pure and holy, then we're able to see more of the manifestation of what we're believing for. Don't get me wrong. We have to keep the prayers going. I believe that everyone who comes, you're sincere about what we're doing here. You wouldn't be coming here just to be doing a formal thing, just a formality. We come here because we believe. We come here because we want to see the change. We want to see the demons tremble. We want to see the demons come out of our families, demons of drugs and alcohol and promiscuity and lying and cheating, demons of murder. There, some of our family members may even have that in their lives. You know, we don't know what's going on in somebody's lives. We see and hear how families are being wiped out, families are being destroyed by their family members. And then we see different calamities coming across this world where people's lives are snuffed out so quickly. We have to realize that life is fragile. You can be wiped out. Your life can be taken away in a twinkling of an eye quickly before you can say anything. So that's why I encourage people, don't be dibbling and dabbling, straddling the fence and being lukewarm. Be real with the Lord. Be on fire for the Lord. Be certain that this is what you want and keep seeking the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's yet near so that we can see change come in the lives of the people who are around us, so that we can see our family members that are struggling with sin, people in the church struggling with sin, people in the church on the verge of becoming a backslider because of the sin that is coming into their lives, because they're allowing the devil just a little bit of space. And when the devil gets a little bit of space, then he just takes over. You know, he just is like somebody just very aggressive. The devil, when he sees an opening, he says, oh, there's an opening. It's like a river that sees a river rushing down. It sees a little crack. That little crack is just so small. But when the river sees a little space, the river begins to just open up. It becomes wider and wider and wider and is stronger as that opening is given to the river. That's just an example of how the enemy can come in. When you give the devil just a little bit of space, the devil will come and try to take over your life. So don't give him any place in your life. When he tries to come in and trick you, you tell him, I resist you, devil. You flee from me. I resist you, devil. You cannot hold me because I know that I need to keep my faith and trust in the Lord so I can help somebody to come out of that lunatic spirit that they're in. There are people out there who have lunatic spirits, just like this boy here. There are spirits that are in people that have them doing crazy, foolish things. And so we have to be in a place where we can help bring about the change that somebody needs in their life. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Lord God Almighty, we thank you so much for this word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, today that your word is life. And, Lord, your word helps us to grow in you, O God. Your word is food to the soul, Lord. So we thank you, Father, today that this word is just coming alive in our lives, O God, as we see change, O God, as we see backsliders reclaimed, as we see people coming to the body of Christ, and we see the healing, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I bless your holy and your righteous name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Before we go any further, I want everybody to come in. We're going to pray for our sister Brenda. She, and I know I sent out a text to those who have text messages, that we pray for her leg. I think yesterday she said that only one of them was hurting, but it was hurting pretty bad. So let's just pray that God will bless and heal her right now in the name of Jesus. Come together, sisters and brothers. So, Lord God Almighty, we pray for our sister Brenda Ford. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Satan, Lord God, I pray, liar, you're the father of lies, God. Fill her body, Lord God. Fill her limbs in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, Lord God, that caused you pain, God, is caused her pain in her leg, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Lord God, we set free, Lord God. In your word, Lord God. Glory, 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 gl Makita, Makita.
Thank you, Father. Praise your name. Glory to God. Praise God. If there's anybody who has anything you want to share right now, you can share at this time, prayer request or something concerning the word this morning.
I thank God for being here. I want to put my name is Brenda, my sister or her mother she had pancreatic cancer. So when I went to Bali, what to put on the prayer list, I think I accepted. But I think Pastor Adali did put on the prayer list on the text here. I just want to put her name on there. We thank God for
it's
the
here.
Amen.
Go ahead, Apostle.
No, I was thanking you for putting Stacy's mother, I can't call her name. Her name is Ms. Wanda. She's my sister-in-law. Her mother had pancreatic cancer, and she's in North Carolina. We went there Friday and prayed for her. I just want to continuously pray for her. Since she was feeling better yesterday. Amen. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to put her name again on the prayer list so that everybody could come together to pray collectively for her.
Okay.
Amen. Okay.
All right.
Praise the Lord this morning. It's Brother Darrell. I have a few requests this morning. We'd like to pray for Callum Pender. Her nephew was coming home from work on Wednesday and waiting for the bus. He got pulled over by the cops and had a gun on him along with a blunt of marijuana. So he was arrested. They did get him out on Saturday, but he has to go back to court, and he had already had a felony, something that happened with a check 7 years ago, but we're just praying for God to have mercy on him, that maybe he can get probation or something, knowing that there is some repercussions that will come from his actions. And also praying for Callie Penner this morning. She has to go before observation before her principal this morning, who for the last 2 years has been getting a really such a tough time, so she asked us to pray for her in that situation this morning. And I'd like to put my I have two uncles, Uncle Wilbur and Uncle Leslie. They us and fight so much. They've been doing it ever since I've been a child, and I'm just praying that God would just change the hearts of them and allow them to love one another as brothers. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, and I have one other request. My sister, I'm praying for her and her daughter to get a job. My mother is so ready to have her house to herself, and they've been there for 4 years now, and they don't get out and look for a job. They don't do anything. And my mom has been so stressed about it and found out that she had been having those mini strokes, and the mini strokes has come from her being stressed. And everybody in the family, we pretty much know that it's because of my sister and her kids living there. So I'm just praying that God would just move in that situation.
Okay.
Yes, good morning. It's Brother Todd. I would like to put baby Lily on the prayer line. The doctor says she has 6 months to live. I saw this on the news, so I would like to keep baby Lily up in prayer also for healing in her body. Lord God, I know he has the last and final say, so the doctor says she only has 6 months to live.
Okay.
Good morning, this is Janice. I'm asking for prayer for my grandson, Amir. He's out of control. Thank you. And his mama, Chancy.
Okay. Alrighty.
This is Belinda. Good morning.
It's not.
Continue prayer. I was having a lot of pain all over my body, too. Prayer of healing for myself and my sister, Margie. Also prayer for a 13-year-old by the name of Jazzy Cruz.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Darlene.
Good morning.
Hello? Oh, okay. Good morning. This is Chris. I would like to put Darrell on the prayer line today. And I also wanted to say thank you for sending out those texts, like for Sister Brenda, because at the time when you sent out that text, when I received it, I was in my own situation, like I was upset about something, and for that text to come through to tell me to pray for somebody else, it brought me out of my own feelings, you know, and had me to pray for somebody else, and I really appreciate that. I was like, it just made me feel better. It just made my whole situation go away.
Well, praise God.
You know,
hallelujah.
I was like, yeah, see, that's what this is all about. It just made me feel like, okay, now this is what it's about.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Yeah.
Amen. Good morning. This is Dorothy. I'm asking for prayer for Joy. She's one of the rapper's wife. Yes, everybody would know Trick Daddy. And she called me yesterday for prayer, and that was just like amazing. You got a multimillionaire to call you for prayer. You'll be surprised who, you know, God will allow to give you a call. And she called me for prayer, and she's, like, going through a lot. And I don't care how much money you got, what type of millionaire, billionaire you are, it does not take the place of being in that presence with God. So I'm asking for prayer for her that God give her peace and, you know, what to do in her marriage.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, Preacher Boy Darrell, you gave, you never did give the guy's name who is going to court. So can you give his name? We'll have his name here. Just the first name.
I'm sorry, his name is Joshua.
Joshua, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're going to start off with prayer for those who need healing. So our sister Belinda, we're going to pray that God will destroy all the pain that's in her body. Sister Lily needs healing. Mother Reddick, we're going to pray that she will have peace and the stroke. If there was a problem with the stroke or any side effects from the stroke, let us pray for her. Then Stacy's mom, who had the pancreatic cancer, that God will continue to heal that. So let us pray right now for healing.
Father God, we lift up Mother Reddick, and we lift up everyone that's in need of
Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for making provision, Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord
body today, Lord God.
You.
Oh, God, I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, there is no retaliation, Lord God. Father God, come for the minute strokes, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for reversing, Lord God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And answer, Lord God, that it shall now return back, oh, Lord God. God, in mind, Lord God, open it up before you, Lord God. Mom, Lord God, open it up for the people out of camp, Lord God. Father God, protect the key of our bodies today, Lord God. Father God, remove, Lord God, all infirmities, all sicknesses, Lord God. All in the name of Jesus, we ask this, Lord God. We believe our faith, Lord God. Father God, the rest of the things, Lord God, that we pray for, Lord God. Father God, when we stand, Lord God, to our feet, Lord God. Father God, believe in my faith, Lord God, these things are already taken care of, Lord God, because we move in your hands, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, Father God, for touching and healing your people today. In your Son, Jesus Christ, and we pray, and we give thanks.
Hear the limit set up for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray for Joshua that God will give him favor and that he would have a good personal relationship with the Lord, because that's more important right now. So let's pray.
Yeah.
For Joshua, Lord, we thank you for Joshua this morning.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, God, I come before
you in the heart today, Lord
God.
Thank you, Lord God, Father God. Lord God, he's turning his life around, Lord God. Glory be to you, Lord God. Father God, he is easy, Lord God. Father God, Father God, trying to live a righteous life in the world, Lord God. Father God, the evil is always present, Lord God. Father God, for whatever thing, Lord God, Father God, this is, Lord God. Father God, our caring God, Lord God. Whether it be fear, Lord God. Father God, whether it be bullying, Lord God. Father God, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I'm asking that you have mercy on him in this situation, Lord God. As he go before the judge, Lord God. Father, that you will have mercy upon him, Lord God. Allow the judge, Lord God, to favor him, Lord God. Father, if possible, Lord God. Father, God, just for basis, Lord God. Lord, we ask these things in your name. We know, Lord God, that all things work out for the good, Lord God. So we thank you for working things out for his good.
Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and pray for Sister Carolyn and her situation at the school. That God will give her favor. So Lord, we thank
Father
you
God.
For our Sister Carolyn.
Thank
we know God's
God.
Able to give favor with God and with man.
Father, thank you, Lord God. Father, God, that you're there with her all the way, Lord God.
Father,
you never leave her, Lord God, nor forsake her, Lord God. And God, we ask you, Lord God, Father, God, that you would be in the room before, Lord God. Father, God, ask you to go before observation, Lord God. Father, God, with your friends, Lord God. Father, God, that you have problems, Lord God. Father, God, in your name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that you remove the need of spirit and some of the things today, Lord God. Father, God, that you remove, Lord God, all animosity, all remorse, Lord God, all bitterness, Lord God, all strife, all confusion and division, Lord God, in that room this morning. We ask you, Lord God, in Jesus Christ's name, Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God, a spirit of peace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, Father God, for the peace of God, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord God, will cover her, Lord God, and will be there in the room, Lord God, as she goes through observation, Lord God. We thank you in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us pray for Amir, that he would honor his mom and dad, that his days will be long, and that he would get into correction and not be out of control there in Florida. So, Lord, we pray for Amir today.
Father God,
oh, Father God,
in the name of Jesus, Lord,
God,
we ask you to come
Lord God.
Help him to be obedient. Help him to be in
connection.
Father God, we ask you to
come
to be obedient. Rule over him, God. He will not get the name of Jesus. Mind him to be able to keep him from falling and make him to the house.
Yes, Lord,
thank you,
Jesus,
Lord,
for the conversation of the
very
Lord, set him aside, Lord, God. We get on deal with him, Lord, God. We're working out all the things, Lord, all the things. Lord God,
praise the Lord. We're going to pray for our sister, Shansi, that God will touch her life and that her and her son would have a good relationship. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Shanti, oh God.
Thank you.
That you touch her life and touch her mind, oh God. Help her to have the mind of Christ.
Going on in her life that's not true, oh God.
Praise God, praise God. Let's pray for Jackie and Sherelle that God will cover them, whatever their needs are, that he will supply them. So, Lord, we pray for Jackie this morning.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord,
we're going to pray for Daryl's sister and her daughter that they would find jobs so that they can be self-sufficient. So, Lord, we pray today for Daryl's sister.
Lord,
I thank you for their new house, oh Lord God.
Yes, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We want to pray for Joy that she will have good decision concerning her marriage, and not only for her marriage, but marriages around the world. So let's pray for Joy this morning.
Yes.
Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we say a special prayer for Joy, Lord.
We
pray, God, today for her and her husband.
Oh, Father God, for Lord. We pray, Lord God, Father God, that you touch her mind, Lord God.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise God. I want to ask our Apostle Horsley if you will pray at this point and just let the Lord use you as you're praying this morning.
Yes, Lord. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we come to you, Lord God. Collectively, Lord God. putting all these prayer requests together, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless and that you heal each and every one, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and that you move by your power, Lord God. God, we come to this worship you and praise you, O Lord God, because your miracle is so great, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the miracle that you work in the minister Brenda's life, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you raise up wicked, O Lord God, because you beat it on the battlefield up there in New Jersey, O Lord God, speaks to our reachable, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for that the Pastor Dolly, O Lord God, that you would undergird, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would break that spirit of heaviness, O Lord God, the burden, O Lord God, to have it placed on your people, O Lord God. It's like everyone has been attacked, O Lord God, or some form or the other, O Lord God, that they have been attacked, O Lord God. The devil is trying to make them believe, O Lord God, that there's no power in prayer, but God, we thank you, God. And we praise you, God, for all that you're doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing and protecting our children, O Lord God, while they're out to the schoolhouses, O Lord God, our children that are in the workplaces, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the children that are lost, O Lord God, the runaways, God, in the name of Jesus, God, the president of the United States, O Lord God, the burden that the country have on him, O Lord God, that you would touch his heart, O Lord God, and strengthen him, O Lord God, and encourage him, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the mortgages, O Lord God, that need to be paid, the financial blessings that need to be met, O Lord God, the financial obligations, O Lord God, Lord God, those that are bereaved, that you would strengthen, O Lord God, Lord God, that you're going to want to call a ministry down there, Lord God, in Winter Haven, Florida, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, even a niece of mine, O Lord God, coming to perform in Florida in another week or two, O Lord God, give her traveling mercy, Lord God. Let me not forget the date when she's coming on the 10th, O Lord God, to the Orlando area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father, for making a way out of no way, O Lord God. Lord God, we can pass this in labor, Lord God, and Zimbabwe, Lord God, and the outreach to Africa, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. People that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, or around the world, oh Lord God, that depend on this power, Lord God, but I'm breaking free and getting set free, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for lifting up Minister Chris Spirit, Lord God, as we begin to outreach for others, oh Lord God, that the spirit was broken in our life, oh Lord God, as she was able to combat the enemy, oh Lord God, and win the victory in Jesus' name. So God, we thank you today, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Realizing, oh Lord God, that there's no one greater, Lord God. No one greater than you, Lord God, so we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that we would deserve, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Many prayer requests, oh Lord God, is going to come up in our minds, oh Lord God, even as the broadcast goes, oh Lord God, but we pray that you answer them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those that are on Blog Talk Radio, Lord God, those that are tweeting, oh Lord God, those that are on the internet, oh Lord God, sending the prayer requests, oh Lord God. We pray that you touch, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the great bereavement of the families, oh Lord God, and lost people in the front side, God, and the aircraft that got missing, Lord God. You do miracles, son, oh God. You do miracles so great, God. We just thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. God, we ask you, oh Lord God, to continue to bless God in the name of Jesus, God. Even as our very own Pastor Dolly goes out to work today, Lord God, that you will commute well, oh Lord God. No hindrance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us know what to do, oh Lord God. Who to minister on to, Lord God. Give us words to say, oh Lord God, that will bring salvation and deliverance, oh Lord God. Bless the wife, oh Lord God, as she goes out and do her ministry and give out the track, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the time of the Dunakan, your son, and the time of fellowship, oh Lord God. Just to glorify your name, God. All these precious blessings, oh Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you continuously be with us throughout the day, oh Lord God. Realize that you have set the course and the rhythm of this day, oh Lord God. And Lord God, you have promised us, oh Lord God, that in blessing you will bless, oh Lord God, and in multiply you will multiply. So oh Koye say in the kind of your soul, no Koye say in the kind of your seed, no Koye your son, no Koye shame, dear God. So we break the power of heaviness, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, as you preached and spoke the message today, oh Lord God, and taught today, oh Lord God, some of these things come out by fasting and praying, God. So God, we ask, oh Lord God, that every spirit that you have cast out this morning, God, in this very hour, Lord God, as you leave out, oh Lord God, that you would close the door, oh Lord God, and put the Holy Spirit, dear Lord God. So as it goes out in this mouth and goes to the dry place, oh Lord God, it be no place for it to come back, oh Lord God, to tempt the saints of God with alcoholism or sin any type, oh Lord God. So God, we praise you, Lord, who you say, and we worship you, oh Lord God. We call these things done in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you, Lord God. We receive the victory today, God, over every weakness, shortcoming, demon, and devil, oh Lord God. So we thank you for the time of prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, and on the kind of your seal. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we praise you. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen again. Oh, Lord, yes, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Preacher Boy Darrell to pray. And let's keep our Pastor Yolanda and our Sister Lynn in mind today as we're praying. So if our Preacher Boy Darrell could pray before we leave.
Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I give thanks to you this morning, Lord. Lord, I thank you this morning, Lord God, Father God, for my health and strength, oh Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, Father God, for my mind this morning, Lord God. Oh God, I just give thanks unto you, Lord God, Father God. And even as out on yesterday, Lord God, and seeing the young man on the ground, Lord God, and there where he slept, oh Lord God. God, I thank you, Lord God, Father God, that it helps me to know, Lord God, Father God, that I have a roof, oh Lord God, and I have a bed, oh Lord God. And God, I just pray, Lord God, Father God, for the many people, Lord God, Father God, that don't have a roof this morning, Lord God, don't have a bed, oh Lord God. Father God, they're not in their right mind this morning, Lord God. Father God, we pray for them, Lord God. Father God, that they would be able to get the mind of Christ, oh Lord God. Father God, that we'll be able to help them, Lord God. Father God, to be able to come up, Lord God. Father God, from whatsoever thing, Lord God. Father God, that is binding up their minds, oh Lord God, that causing them, Lord God. Father God, to have to live that way, Lord God. Father God, but we know, Lord God, that all things in Christ Jesus, Lord God. Father God, so I thank you this morning, Lord God. God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for prayer, praise, and deliverance, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every ministry, Lord God. Here, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, how you're blessing us and how you're keeping us, Lord God. I continue to pray, Lord God, that you just continue looking into our household, Lord God, Father God, our family members, Lord God, and praying for salvation for them, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, Father God, that you have made us, Lord God, Father God, witnesses for you, Lord God, because of the trials and the tests, Lord God, that you allowed us to go through, Lord God, Father God, so we too, Lord God, Father God, will be able to share our testimony with some, Lord God, Father God, that it will free them, Lord God, Father God, from whatsoever things, Lord God, that they are being bound of, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God, Father God, for every request that has went forth, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, Father God, for how you're blessing, how you're keeping your people, Lord God, Father God, for little baby Lydia, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're answering the prayer, Lord God, on behalf of her, Lord God. Father God, Minister Janice, Lord God, Minister Belinda, Lord God, the prayers, Lord God, Father God, for Minister Chris this morning, Lord God, Father, Minister Dorothy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even the rapper, Lord God. God, we know you to be a great God, a powerful God, a God that is able to do all things, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that sometimes you allow things to happen, Lord God. Father God, Father God, that the good will come out of it, Lord God. And we thank you today, Lord God, how you're blessing marriages today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, Father God, for holding back the enemy, Lord God. Father God, that your people, Lord God, Father God, that know not of you, Lord God, can grasp a thought, Lord God, to call on the name of Jesus, Lord God, and they will be drawn, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, Father God, for the effectual favorite prayer of a righteous man and woman, Lord God, that avail much, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for every opportunity, Lord God, that we can come before you, Lord God, submit our request before you, Lord God, and sit back and wait and watch the salvation of the Lord move in the land today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I continue to pray, Lord God, Father God, for the murdering spirit, Lord God, that spirit of Cain, Lord God, that moves so predominantly, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, Father God, because, Lord God, we know that you're yet on the throne, Lord God, and you're yet working all things out, Lord God. Father God, bind up, Lord God, all theft, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, I just pray, Lord God, Father God, for a change, Lord God. We pray for revival to take place, Lord God. There's so much going on, chaos and confusion, Lord God, animosity and guilt and resentment and bitterness and anger, Lord God, in your people, Lord God. We pray for a healing, Lord God. Heal the land, oh Lord God. Heal the land and we shall be healed, oh Lord God. Oh God, that we can come together and love one another, Lord God, such as Jesus Christ has loved us, Lord God, that he laid down his life for us, Lord God. We thank you for Jesus today, Lord God. Lord, I just bless you this morning. I thank you, Lord God, Father God, that we can come before you, Lord God, and lay our
request that your people, Lord God. You said we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord God. And we trust you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you've drawn us to this place, Lord God. Lord God, that we are intercessors, Lord God, interceding, Lord God, on behalf of your people, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you answer every prayer, Lord God, in your time, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord God. And it's in your Son, Jesus Christ's name I pray. I say thank God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let's all just have a beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for every prayer. Thank you, Lord, for just giving us favor, God, as we have people calling us for prayer, that you give us favor with these people, Lord, that they know that prayer changes things, Lord. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, you are so wonderful. Just to show how great you are, oh God, you continue to do things in and through us, oh God. So, Lord, as we leave this place, we will not leave your presence. We thank you that you're moving by your Spirit across this land and in our lives, Lord. So, Lord, as we are believing, oh God, for those differences, the different things that we have prayed for, we know that before we called, you have already answered us, oh God. Before we even got up this morning, you knew what we would be praying for. So we thank you, God, today for already going before us, oh God. You are our banner, Lord, and you've gone, Lord, and you're doing the work, God, and it is done, Lord. It is done by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Every battle is won. So we thank you for that this morning, oh God. We thank you that these prayers are sealed by the blood of Jesus and that the angels have been dispatched, that they would bear us up, even if we dash our foot against a stone. So, Lord, we declare this morning we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus, and in blessing you bless us, in multiplying you multiply us as the stars of the heaven and as the sand of the seashore. So we praise you this morning. We magnify your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody be blessed. We hope to hear you tomorrow morning.
Amen.
Have a wonderful
amen,
day.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all.
Yes, encourage somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody,
yes.
Have a blessed day. I love all y'all.
Love you, too. Thank you, Minister Todd. Thank everyone for all of your calls and your prayers. Whatever you do, take them with you. Keep
coming.
I love you. God bless you all.
All right. Adios.
Yes.
You're invited to join a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. Find out more by joining our circle of friends. Contact us, email Evangelist Darlene at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's dbundage@yahoo.com. Once again, thanks for listening to our prayers for our nation here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. You're invited to join us again next week for more prayer for our nation.
We were made to love and be loved, but the price this world demands will cost you far too much. I spent so many lonely years trying to fit in. Now I've found a place in this circle of friends. In a circle of friends, we have one Father. In a circle of friends, we share this prayer. And every orphan soul will know, and all will enter in to the shelter of this circle of friends.